And you know, not as, so we don't see this as a one-time event, but we see this as something that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. Now, in terms of pricing, let me see if I can hit on that. So if you look at how current demand and current pricing is being driven, it's clearly not being driven by what I'll call normal market conditions, normal market forces. It's really been driven by kind of the pandemic state that we've been in and the needs of governments to really secure doses from the various vaccine suppliers. So what we believe, what I believe is we move from a pandemic state, from a pandemic situation to an endemic situation, normal market forces, normal market conditions will start to kick in. And factors like efficacy, booster ability, clinical utility will, you know, basically become very important. And we view that as, quite frankly, a significant opportunity for our vaccine from a demand perspective, from a pricing perspective, given the clinical profile of our vaccine. So clearly, you know, more to come here, but we think as this shifts from pandemic to endemic, we think there's an opportunity here for us.